For the first 2 years of his stay in Pagirinya refugee settlement in Uganda's Adjumani district, 54-year-old Alex Luo, who fled South Sudan in 2016, got food rations from the World Food Programme, or WFP. However, WFP has been reducing rations due to financial constraints and is now prioritizing the most vulnerable refugees for food aid. This has left Alex Luo with farming as the best option to fill his family's food needs and earn some income.
So I love digging, then this organization come in to engage us, those who they want to dig. We start first from there in the settlement. We are planting tomatoes, eggplant, so many things. We ask the citizen to give us more land so that we can exercise what we are doing. Because we come to know that that is the only way of fighting. Even not hunger alone, fighting problem. You can develop yourself. We shall be able to pay our children in school, even medicine. This may a simple treatment you can do for your family.
39-year-old Bako Milka, a mother of five, who has also lived in Pagirinya since 2016, says farming allows her to pay school fees for her children.
We are very happy because we got the money from the cassava. My children now, I even changed them for the private school. They are now studying well. The one who even which is in the secondary, I even paid the school fees all.
Herbert Simon Ligowani says he and other South Sudanese refugees in the Bidibidi settlement have adopted a variety of skills to cope with the food cuts while peacefully coexisting with their hosts.
I dig. You can see my hands. I dig. I cultivate. I also have the nursery bed, which in the end of the day, I sell the seedlings. I also make Lorena stoves and briquettes, which I sell to bring income. And this is not me alone. I do it with the team. And also it helps me bring the host community, we come together to kill this thing of conflict. We do the conflict resolution together.
A number of organizations are helping refugees acquire land for farming. Albert Siminyu is the country director for Action Against Hunger, ACF, one of the organizations involved.
Host community members donated land which refugees can use to be able to increase food production. But the challenge has been the right technology to be able to open up that land quickly. So Action Against Hunger has accessed a tractor which we have brought here in Adjumani to support farmers groups to open 366 acres of land. This land is going to be used by refugees to plant food but also to start to grow cash crops so that they can increase their household incomes.
Emily Doe, the head of the WFP in southwestern Uganda, says the government and its partners saw the need to empower the refugees to become self-reliant and live sustainable lives.
If what they need is skill, we give them skills. If what they need is something for value addition, we do that so that they move on to change their own lives as well. We don't want from year to year coming to them and giving them handouts. It's about time that these people who are able to do something for themselves and change their families' lives, do something for that.
Uganda is implementing a self-reliance model for refugees for food security and economic empowerment. Hila Ronek, the Uganda Minister for Relief, Disaster Preparedness and Refugees, says the model is focusing on social empowerment and protection of refugees, diversification of their livelihood, as well as changing their mindset from entirely relying on aid.
The little resources that come to our country to support the refugee program, we now make it available to the refugees and host communities to become more productive and be able to become self-reliant, be able to feed themselves. Because the previous model has been refugees are given handouts and they didn't need to work. But we are saying today the refugees must work and produce their food. The food they eat, they must produce part of most of it. If there's anything additional the World Food Program brings them, those will be just small additional.
There is hope that empowering refugees will provide them with survival skills which they can use when they return to their home countries. Uganda hosts over 1.5 million refugees, most from South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.